Dictation 4, Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E, Wickings, W-I-L-K-I-N-S, December 1948. Addresses a letter to Dr. Megan, M-E-G-A-N, Boyk, B-O-Y-K, 802-8955. Dear Dr. Boyk, consultation for Mrs. Wickings, Darlene, with progressive renal failure. She has congestive heart failure, follows with Dr. Pakis, P-A-C-I-S, doing salt fluid restriction, also goes to the congestive heart failure clinic. Her weight at home is around 195. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, denies abdominal pain, reflux, no diarrhea, bleeding. There is some nocturia 2-3 times, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood, very rare incontinence. Has edema with compressing stockings. She believes present weight is controlling her symptoms. Denies ulcers, denies claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes, denies numbness. Has a pacemaker already since 2017 without chest pain palpitations. Dyspnea improve at present weight. No major cough, sputum production, denies the use of oxygen, has sleep apnea, CPAP machine for the last 8 years, orthopnea PND, denies skin rash, no bleeding nose gums, no headaches, denies new or localized discomfort or pain. Next paragraph, past medical history for long-term hypertension. Coronary artery disease, altogether 4 stents, 2 2016, 2 2019. Congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. She's not aware of valve abnormalities, no rheumatic fever endocarditis, no TIS or stroke, no seizures, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. She has aneurysm of the ascending aorta, which has been stable. A Watchman procedure 2019. Denies anemia, gastrointestinal bleeding, or blood transfusion, no liver disease, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries including hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries for endometriosis, right-sided hemicolectomy, incidental findings, a polyp that was a cancer, received chemotherapy, no radiation treatment, tonsils, adenoids, bilateral cataract surgery, bilateral carpal tunnel, gallbladder appendix, right knee scope, left shoulder scope. Next paragraph, reported side effects, morphine, Azithromax, Amiodarone, Vumex, adhesive tape, codeine, Vicodin, Brilinta, Bactrim, Metoprolol, Azulfidine, AZULF, IDINE, which was used for endometriosis. Prednisone was used for arthritis. Next paragraph, present medications. Aspirin, bisoprolol, Lipitor, torsemide, Pepcid, Aldacton, Farxiga, Prolia. Next paragraph, on physical exam, Mother did have kidney disease at the end of life, no dialysis. Next number, started smoking age 13, a pack per week, discontinued in 2012, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 199, 61 inches tall, blood pressure 110/72 on the right, 114/76 on the left, very pleasant. Alert orientation 4, no gross respiratory distress, symmetrical pupils, no facial asymmetry, no oral, mucosal, or throat abnormalities, no palpable neck masses, thigh or lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise, JBD, lungs are clear. No pericardia, has a pacemaker on the left upper chest, appears to be regular. overweight of the abdomen without tenderness, no masses, no liver or spleen or ascites, about 2+ edema, arthritis of the hands, non-focal, next paragraph, chemistries. November, creatinine 1.7, representing a GFR 31 stage 3B with a normal potassium acid-base albumin calcium liver testing. Sodium low at 136, normal glucose. Over time, fluctuating levels of creatinine returning to baseline 0.8 to 1. Since February 2025, however, progressively recent. 1.28, 1.4, 1.48, 1.6, 1.7, and isolated 2.2 back in September. Phosphorus not elevated, vitamin D above 30, elevated triglyceride, low HDL, PTH 176, urine analysis, no blood, no protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells, albumin creatinine ratio less than 30. You did a kidney ultrasound December, normal size 11.2 right, 11.8 left, without obstruction, stone masses, or urinary retention. There has been prior imaging showing atherosclerosis aorta. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Excuse me, an echocardiogram 2024, normal ejection fraction, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 3B to 4. Associated to long-term hypertension, ischemic cardiomyopathy, diastolic dysfunction, there is no obstruction or urinary retention, there is no activity in the urine, blood, protein, or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. We are going to monitor chemistries in a regular basis. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, or pericarditis. There is secondary hyperparathyroidism, presently no treatment. I don't see any reason cell count back in November 2024, mild degree of anemia with normal white blood cell and platelets. This will be updated. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. I discussed in terms of the use of diuretics. Presently, lungs are completely clear. Continuous all fluid restriction. Goal of diuretics, primarily respiratory status. We need to accept and tolerate some degree of edema to not overdo on the diuresis and the effect on the kidneys. Presently, no need for changing diet for potassium or medications, no need for binders, no need for phosphorus binders, no need for bicarbonate for metabolic acidosis. We will follow with you. All issues discussed with the patient at length and all questions answered. End of dictation.